With Facebook stock going public this year, taxes levied towards the purchasing of stocks will generate revenue that will go into the state's dwindling coffers. Staff writer German Lada explains just how much this will benefit Cerritos College.
Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Facebook, has announced early February that his popular social network will go public this year. Facebook plans to raise $10 billion when they file in spring 2012. What does this mean? It means Facebook will now be a public shared company where big and small investors alike can buy shares in the company. An initial public share is the first sale of public stock by a company to the public. Stock shares often go for as little as $50 to $20 on average, although Facebook has yet to announce their stock share price due later in the year. What does this mean to Cerritos? The state of California ends up taxing stocks for businesses such as Facebook. Vice President of Business Services David Alfatel explains.
The state of California ends up taxing, you know, collecting taxes as part of that process. And so ultimately, taxes that wealthy people from selling their IPOs will go into the state's funds. And theoretically, that will help the state's finances, which in turn would roll out and help the college's finances, theoretically.
Facebook is expected to bring in $4 to $5 billion from public shares. The state of California is anticipating collecting $400 to $500 million in tax money.
But just to keep it in context, the state has a $9 billion deficit. So that means they have $9 billion more in expenses annually than they do revenue. So even if the Facebook IPO generates $400 to $500 million, that's not going to cover the $9 billion shortfall that the state has. So it's huge, it's a big help, but it's not going to solve the financial crisis in California.
For Telemark's Campus News Hour, I'm Staff Writer Germán Lara reporting.